Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Dafyomi. My name is Yitzhak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Zvachim Daf Ayin Hey Amud Bet. We're about to take a look at the third Mishnah in this, the eighth Perek, Perek HaTa'aruvot, in which we move on to another situation of Ta'aruvot, and that is Asham Shim Ta'arev Shlamim. Let's say you have a live animal that was dedicated as an Asham, another one as a Shlamim, which of course can mix because the Shlamim could be a ram. What do you do? Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shnehem Yishchatu Batzafon, so shecht both of them in Tzafon like the Asham, V'yachlu kachamur shebahen, and eat them both like the more severe one, which means only male Kohanim, only in the Azaran, only for a day and a half. Amrulo, Ein V'in Kodesh Min Beit HaPsul. They said you can't do that because now you are having Shlamim be eaten for less time than they're supposed to, and inadvertently, and inevitably, some of them will become Pasul because of Notar. Now, nitarvu chatichot pachatichot. Let's say that the animal's already been shechted, and now you have pieces, koche kochim bekochim kalim, and now you have pieces of meat that are koche kochim, chatat, and or sham, and you have kochim kalim, which are shlamim, hanachlemi ochar nachlemi oshtei yamim v'layla, or let's say even toda in shlamim. Some are eaten for one day, some for two. Yachlu kachamur shabahen, and here chachamim do not disagree. You eat it like the more severe one, which is of course, only Kohanim, if it's Kodesh HaKodeshim, is part of the mix, only in the Azara, and in any case, like the more limited time span. Now, Tani Tana Kamadei Rav. A Tana taught the following in front of Rav. Shvi'it ein lokhim medameh ha-truma. If you sell perot shvi'it, the money now has kedushat shvi'it, you're not allowed to buy truma with it, if you're a Kohen. Why? Mipnei shema'atin ba'achilata. Now what happens is the truma, which could formerly been eaten for however long you want to eat it, now can only be eaten until the original crop that was sold to make this money remains in the field. The minute that it's not in the field, you have to do bir shvi'it, and you can't keep it anymore. So you're limiting the achila time of the truma. Amar Rabbanan Kamei Rava, so this went further down several generations, and students suggested to Rava, ha delok Rabbi Shimon, that brayta cannot fit with Rabbi Shimon of our Mishnah. Why? He seemed to say, it's okay to bring the shlamim to Beit HaPsul, meaning to have the shlamim be nishchat, because we don't know which one it is, as an asham, and it will only be eaten until Yom V'Layla, even though it's going to limit its eating. Amar Lahu, Rava said back to them, Afilu Tamer Rav Shimon, even Rav Shimon could agree with that braita. Hanimili Diavad, the only case where Rav Shimon says it's okay when is when it already got mixed in together. But l'chatchila lo, he doesn't say you can shecht a shlamim and intend to only eat it for a day and a half and afterwards consider it notar. Well, l'chatchila lo, since when does Rabbi Shimon not allow l'chatchila? Itav Abaye, watch this. V'chulan reshain kohanim l'shanot b'achilatan. All kinds of meat that the kohanim get, they're allowed to eat it however which way they'd like to. L'chol tzluyin, shlukin, v'shalin, roasted, boiled, cooked. They can mix in spices of chulin. They can also mix in spices of truma, which means they could put truma into kodshim, which means that now the truma that could be eaten anywhere around and could be eaten forever long now can only be eaten by zichrei kahuna, not by the family members. It can only be eaten in the azara. Let's say it's kodshim kodshim, and let's say, and certainly can only be eaten for a very limited time. So amar lei, Hanach l'trumat tavlin d'rabbanan. Rava said to Abaye, that doesn't count because truma of spices is d'rabbanan. Therefore, we're not so concerned if it's a little more limited in time. Truma d'oraita, we will briefly take the position, is only tagan tirosh v'yitzar, which is the five grains, grapes, and olives. Now, etave ein lochin truma b'kesef ma'aser. Watch this challenge Abaye brings to Rava, or in the name of Abaye. You're not allowed to take your maser money in Yerushalayim and buy truma with it, if you're a Kohen. Because what are you doing? You're limiting where this truma can be eaten, which is outside of the city of Yerushalayim. Rabbi Shimon matir, and Rabbi Shimon says you're allowed to. You see the chatchila, Rabbi Shimon says, Mevin kotzim etapsul. Ish diklei, Rava had no answer. Now, ki ata the coming of Yosef, Abaye came to Rav Yosef and reported this story. Amarle, Abaye, Rav Yosef said to him, Amaylo titve miha, why didn't you bring as your first challenge, the one that he answered, from this, Ein vashlin yerek shel shvi'it b'shemen shel truma. You're not allowed to cook vegetables of shvi'it in oil of truma, and oil of truma is d'oraita, so v'yil kodshim v'tapsul, v'rabi shimon matir. Again, the problem of kodshim v'tapsul, because you're going to now have truma, which formerly could be eaten for a long time, can now can only be eaten as long as that shvit fruit is around. Rabbi Shimon Matir, Rabbi Shimon says, lachatchila you could do it. So Amar li Abaye v'lav miyotvita mihad tavlin. Didn't I already challenge him from the ruling of tavlin? V'amar li hanach l'shuma tavlin durabanan, and he answered me, well, that's only durabanan. Nami truat yerak durabanan, because Abaye heard the Mishnah backwards, or the Braita backwards, and thought that it was vegetables of truma and shemen of shvit. So yachi ipchami Abaye l'mitne. But if that's the case, then the read should be backwards. Yerak shel truma shemen shel shvit. The reality is that it's yerak shel shvit, but shemen shel truma daraita. But didn't I already successfully knock him down with the second braita, which is the Rabbi Shimon says you could buy truma with kesef maaser? V'amarli di'arev. So his answer would be that's what's already got mixed up together. Hachanami di'arev. He'd answer the same thing here. Is that if they already got mixed up together, then you could eat them. So eat the arev. My time to if they're already mixed up together, why would the rabbanon say you can't eat them? So midi nahavi asham u'shlamim. The answer is just like the rabbanon say. That Hashem and Shlamim, even though they already got mixed up, you can't bring them both, like in our Mishnah. So midami, that's not comparable. Hatam idleita kantabariya. In our case, when you have the Hashem and Shlamim that got mixed up, they have some sort of a resolution, which is let them graze, get a mum, etc. Hal halaitleita kantabariya. Here there is no takana. If you already have Shem and Shaltruma mixed up with Yerek Shal Shvit, there's nothing you could do about it. It's already there. So aladami al chaticha shvachatichot. It's more comparable to when pieces of meat get mixed together. Which Rabbanan agreed with Rabbi Shimon says, you would eat it like the more severe one. Since there's no better solution, eat them and eat them like the more severe one, the lechumra. So Matkiv Ravina, Ravina says, midami chaticha shevachatichot leita takanta klal. He says that it's also not comparable. And it was our case of Shemen and Yerek is sort of in the middle. It's not like Ashim and Shlamim that has a very simple solution, let them graze. But it's also not like chaticha shebachatichot that there is absolutely no solution for. Here you could squeeze out the yerek and get rid of the oil. So Rav Yosef, what's his answer? What kind of schita are you going to do? Nischot tuv, if you really squeeze it out, kamafsi b'shvit. Now you're destroying the vegetables of shvit. You're not allowed to destroy them. Imagine this, you cooked something or something sat brined in oil, and then you squeeze all the oil out of it, the vegetable is now all icky, it's inedible. Nischot purta, if you only get some out, then sof sof yarav, it's still mixed, so it doesn't help. So etavei, watch this challenge. Rabbi Shimon omer lemacharat mevi ashamo v'lugo imo. This is a metzora, who is a safek metzora musgar, which means he didn't have the third week, and safek metzora muchlat, that he may have been actually muchlat and sealed off and had to leave the city, etc. And now we can always go lechumra, but the problem is that Metzora Muchlat, in order to be able to participate in the life of the Mikdash, has to bring his korbanot. Metzora Muskar just is tahor, and then he's finished. He doesn't have to bring korbanot. So what if you're a safek? Says mevi ashamo v'lugoimo, bring the asham and the log shemen v'omer, and he says the following condition: im shal Metzora, if I'm really Metzora, his ashamo was elugo. Here's the proper korban v'im lav, and if not, asham zeh shal shlamein adava. Then this korban is shlamim. Ve'oto asham ta'un shchita v'tzafon. So what do you do with this animal that's not this and that? Meaning, it might be an asham, but it might be a shlamim. Ve'oto asham ta'un shchita v'tzafon. You shecht it in the north. Matan v'homot, bonot. On the other hand, you have to put the dam on the metzora's ear and thumb and toe, just like a regular asham, a metzora. Usmicha, like a regular shlamim. Unesachim, like a regular shlamim. Nuvar chesav v'shok, like a regular shlamim. Like the Asham. In other words, we do all the Chumrot, which means Rabbi Shimon here says, Lachatchila, you could do that. The answer is, Tikune Gav Rishani. Here, the guy needs Kapara. There's no choice. So even though we're setting it up, Lachatchila, we're setting it up for a very B'diavad situation with a guy that has no other solution. Now, just parenthetically, within the solution, Hatena Hasham, that works for the Asham, because you could bring a Korban and make a Tanai like this. Log Michael of Emor, what do you do? How do you justify the oil? What's the oil doing there if he's not really a Metzora? Tamar log Zayehena Dava, because you say this Shemen, if I'm not a Metzora, is an offering, a voluntary offering. The Dimalav Metzora who by Mikamis, but if you're not a Metzora and you offer up Shemen, you have to do a Kometz of the Shemen, a little piece of the Shemen that you put, bit of the Shemen that you put on the Mizbeach, just like you do with the Mincha. So, and the Metzora one, you don't do that. So the answer is the Makmit, so you do that. But if he's a Metzora, then you have to put 7 Hazaot from the Shemen. So the Diyayiv, you do that too. But if you do that, then you're missing because you already did the Kometz. The answer is Demaiti Porto Malila. You bring a little more oil and you add it in after you did the comets. Danan Chaser Halog Ad Shelo Yatzakim Alenu. In Masachet Negaim, Perakid Dalet, it says that if the log was somehow missing, some spilled out, before you poured it, you add some more in. So you could do the comets and add some in. Haiva by Aktora, but you have to put that comets on top and burn it. Doctor, they burn it. So Eimat, when are you going to burn it? If after you did the matnot sheva, havalu shiraim shachasu ben kmitza laktora, then what you have is the shiraim, meaning the rest of it, that now became lessened between kmitza laktora, meaning you did the kmitza, then you took seven out for spritzing, and then you put it, burned it, and that is not an acceptable haktora. And maktira anta komets alein, you're not allowed to be mocked to the komets if in the meantime the shiraim spilled out or got lost. If, on the other hand, you did this before you did the spritzing of the seven times of the oil, we have a din of kol shemen ala ishim ayu b'val taktiru. We have a din of anything that's been offered as a korban may not be burned afterwards, which means if you already did the sheva, you can't do the haktar of this komets. What's the solution? You put it up on the mizbeach as fuel. You say, this is fuel. The Tanya Rabbi Eliezer, the famous statement of Rabbi Eliezer, the pasuk in the parsha of Mincha at the beginning of Vayikra says you cannot put seor dvash l'reach nichoach on the mizbeach. So he says l'reach nichoach yatamale. You can't put it up for an offering. Aval atamale l'shem etzim. You can put it up as fuel. Avak shirayim debay milinu. But now you've got the shirayim and you have to fill in. And remember, what are we doing in that shirayim? You're filling in so you have a full log. V'ikahach portav lo makami tzale. If you did the komets and you filled in, now there's a little bit of shemen in the piece that didn't have a kometz cover it. The answer is to parikle. What you do is, after the process, you redeem that particular amount of shemen, so it's not kodesh anymore, and it's okay. Parikle hecha, where are you when you redeem it, or where is it when you redeem it? Igvai, if you're inside the azara, kama ayo chul azara, now you got chul in the azara. Iabrai, if it's outside, if still biyotze, you took it out, it was already still kodesh, and now it's pasul biyotze, and the whole thing falls apart. The answer is liolam gvai, you do it on the inside. The chulin memela havin. This is not a problem of chulin bazara. Chulin bazara is when you bring chulin in. You brought kodesh in, and inside it became chulin on its own by redemption. Okay, v'hamar Rabbi Shimon emin davin shemen. But this whole thing falls apart because Rabbi Shimon himself, who gave this whole solution, said you cannot offer up shemen voluntarily. The answer is tukunegam rishani. Again, in order to help this guy who doesn't have a choice, we help him out because he has no solution otherwise to get out of his state of safek mitzora muchlat. Okay, so all of this said is to try to demonstrate that Rabbi Shimon may not have said l'chatchila you could do all of this, and it may only be if it's mixed. But in this particular case, he said that we can make an exception to help the guy out. Yativ Rav Chume Kame de Ravina, Yativ Kame Rishpe de Ravuna Bar Tachlifa. So this student mentioned this in front of Ravuna Bar Tachlifa. He said, "V'neim Asham Zeyeh Asham Talui." He said, why don't you take this asham? And why does Rabbi Shimon have to do the asham? It might be shalmei dava, and then you have a problem of beit apsul because you have to eat it within a day instead of 2 days, and only in the azara, etc., etc. Why does he not just say, this asham, if I'm a mitzora, it's my asham mitzora, and if not, then it's asham talui. So he said, shmamina, the student thought he had got a brilliant inference here. Man tana poligale Rabbi Eliezer, who's the tana who disagrees, the unnamed tana who disagrees with Rabbi Eliezer about one's ability to voluntarily bring an asham talui? Rabbi Shimon, da amar ein mitnadvin asham talui. He says you're not allowed to be mitnadev asham talui, to bring it as a voluntary thing. Amarle, so this teacher said back to him, Torah, Torah. Imagine imri b'dichim echofilach. You're getting confused because, after all, an asham talui is a regular asham, which is a 2-year-old animal, and an asham mitzora like the asham nazir is a yearling. So there's no way that you could bring one animal that would be able to be a safek this, safek that, or cover both. And that's why Rabbi Shimon had to use the shlamim, which means you have not proven that Rabbi Shimon is the unnamed Tana who disagrees with Rabbi Eliezer. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up in the next podcast with Mishnah Dalad. Meantime, we should have a wonderful day.